December 11th, please.
And adopt a resolution by Supervisors Wyshawn Cox, Thomas Johnson, Dmitrievich, and Borkowski, authorizing and directing the Director of the Department of Administrative Services to provide an annual countywide report of funded but vacant positions. Per adoption of this resolution, yearly reports are due from DAS. Refer to the committee, also to the Committee on Finance and Audit, who took no action regarding this item.
Good morning, Supervisor.
Good morning.
Antoinette Thomas Bailey from DAS Fiscal.
CJ Paul, Assistant Fiscal and Budget Administrator.
Thank you both for coming.
Mm-hmm. The report you have before you is a vacant funded report that includes data submitted to DAS from departments on May 5th, 2011. At that time, there were 727.5 vacant funded positions, which compares to last year, there were only 520 vacant funded positions around April of 2010. What this number is made up of is approximately 262 FTE that we budget to adjust for salary expense and accounts for vacancy and turnover in departments. There are also 108 FTE that are being held vacant in order for departments to manage their budgets. In addition, in 2011, there were a significant amount of retirements. From January to April, there were approximately 168 employees that retired from county service. 56.2% of the total vacant funded positions either have recently been filled, are in the hiring process, or are on continuous recruitment. 98.6% of the vacant funded positions departments plans to fill later in the year. Part of this is due to the increase in retirements. They're using temp help to fill those positions until they can be permanently be filled. We expect that those positions will be filled by about October or November. In highway maintenance, there are about 14.8 FTE positions related to temporary assignments for winter work, so those will be filled closer to winter. Also the same with the 9 vacant funded highway park maintenance workers. We expect that those will be filled closer to winter as well. In family care, there are 14 vacant funded positions that the department has included in their requested budget to abolish as a result of the family care enrollment cap. In BHD, there are 185 vacant funded positions, 160 of which are either on continuous recruitment or are in the hiring process. 93 of those positions are RNs or nursing assistants. However, since the data was initially submitted to us in May, that number has probably dropped dramatically because BHD has been moving aggressively to continue to fill their positions. In the sheriff's office, there are 46.5 vacant positions that they're holding vacant to manage their budgets, and then they are also in the process of hiring 95 95 FTE.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions or comments by the committee? Okay. Thank you very much for that report.